This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. The title of our khutbah today is Leaving a Legacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the worst things that Muslim speakers did about a decade ago was to take from motivational speakers and self-help gurus the idea of leaving a legacy. And by leaving a legacy, we mean leaving a stamp on the future or a contribution for future generations. And this idea resonates with people because people want to leave a legacy because they want to feel that their life mattered, that they did something meaningful in their life. So what is wrong then with a good concept like this? The problem with pushing this a lot is that it was very damaging in a number of areas. Number one, it is unrealistic to expect that everyone will be able to leave a mark before they leave this earth. And reality is not everybody is going to leave something that they're going to be remembered by. The second thing is many people who found their place, they started a family, found a good career, and are religious, felt lost because they felt like they are not doing what they're going to leave behind and will be remembered for. And we personally met many of these people who otherwise would be successful but feel like a complete failure because what legacy am I going to leave behind? And for many, it just focused on the dunya and they forgot the akhirah. And for a lot of people, they look up to the rich, and we don't want to mention their names on the minbar, but the known billionaires, and people look up to them so much, and whatever they do, whatever they say or do, they will follow. There are even people who will look at the sleeping habits of billionaires, and they'll look at what billionaires have for breakfast, and then they'll experiment with that. And for a month, they'll eat what this billionaire ate for breakfast. And it's not going to help. He's not going to, he's still bankrupt, he's still broke after that. So, but who is the one that we were asked to follow his etiquettes in sleeping and to follow his etiquettes in eating? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to follow. The legacy we should focus on should be our legacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if there were a simple man who has a simple job, doesn't make too much money, but he raises his children very well to be righteous. He stays away from sins as much as possible. And he's a devout worshipper, prepares for his akhirah, always does his best to not sin Allah against Allah Azza wa Jalla, always does his best to do good deeds. And then he dies and he goes to the highest level of Jannah. And no one on earth remembers him. Did this man fail? He won the ultimate prize. And yes, not everyone will be able to leave a mark. And that doesn't mean you don't aim high. And there's a difference between aiming high and purposely just trying to leave a mark and being focused on trying to leave something with which you'll be remembered. Setting out to be remembered is insincere. Setting out to be remembered is insincere. Yeah, and if your effort day and night is for you to be remembered, you are not going to be sincere. It's not going to be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is the driving force? Is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or being remembered by people? Abdullah ibn Mubarak, the scholar, rahimahullah, he had a student, and one day the student disappeared. When he asked about him, he found that the student owed someone 10,000, and he couldn't pay back the debt, so he was jailed, he was imprisoned. So he went to the person, the debtor, and he told him, here's the amount that the student owes you. And he asked him by Allah to not tell anyone that he paid off his debt. He asked him by Allah to not inform any living person. So the student came out of jail and he said, someone, and I don't know who it is, paid off my debt. So he tells him, Ahmadullah, just thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that. And that was the end of that story. After the great scholar Ibn Mubarak died, rahimahullah, then that man, the debtor, told everyone, because the secret doesn't have to be kept anymore. He told them that it was him who paid the amount. Why are we telling this story 1,000 years later? Because he did it for Allah. That's the bottom line. We're telling this story 1,000 years later because he did it for Allah Azza wa Jal. If he was doing it to try to be remembered, then and leaving a story to be remembered and mentioned, then he would have failed in doing so. But what is the amazing part of the story? What is the most interesting part of the story? Is that he did it in secret. That's why we're telling it 1,000 years later. Meaning, he was sincere, and that sincerity became the legacy that, or caused that legacy, or caused him to be mentioned years later. Dawood ibn Abi Hind, rahimahullah, was a righteous man from the past, and he used to fast every other day for 40 years continuously. And his own family never knew it, meaning his own wife never knew. On the day where he is not fasting, he would take the food with him to the marketplace, and then he would break his fast, and he would come back home. On the day when he's fasting, he'll give it to the poor, break his fast in the market, pray Maghrib, and then come back eat with his family. No, but the people in the market never knew, and his wife never knew. For 40 years, he kept it a secret. He left a legacy without knowing, because he wasn't focused on that, on trying to be remembered. Sincerity is one of the keys. Our legacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our relationship with Allah azza wa jal. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do good deeds, you leave behind a righteous child, you leave a sadaqah, an ongoing charity, sadaqah jariyah, or for a few, they will be able to leave some beneficial knowledge after they die. But even the scholars that we leave, that we mention, and they have left beneficial knowledge, they were sincere in gathering that knowledge. They were sincere in putting their books together. In Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي الرَّجُلُ السَّمِينُ الْعَظِيمُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةِ. On the day of judgment, a man will be brought forth. And the Prophet ﷺ described him that he is fat and he is great, he is large. And he does not equal the weight of a mosquito's wing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith where a man passed by and he was from the nobles of his people. And then another man passed by and he was from the poor. So the Prophet ﷺ tells them about the poor one, إِنَّهُ يَزِنُ مِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ مِثْلِ هَذَا. He is equal to the earth filled with the other. Yani the poor one person is equal to the earth filled with the other, the noble one that is known, that is respected, and so on and so forth. And like Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. On the day of judgment, we will not give them any weight. They will not have any weight. So our focus is having weight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not having weight with people, and not being concerned with whether or not we will be remembered. And a person may not have a legacy and may not have any weight with people, but he has a lot of weight with Allah azza wa jal. And that's why in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُبَّ أَشْعَثٍ وَفِي رِوَايَ أَغْبَرٍ. So a man who is unkempt and he's all dusty, madfu'in bil abwab. So people close the doors in his face. So you see, not known as respect or anything like that. لو أقسم على الله لأبره. If he swears to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to that. Yani if he swears, if he says, Ya Allah, I swear that you will do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it. This is his weight with Allah Azza wa Jal, even though he didn't necessarily have any weight in the dunya. So failed at the worldly legacy, but succeeded with Allah Azza wa Jal. أقول قول هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. For any khutbah to be balanced, you need to mention the other side of the equation. But we're not going to do that in this khutbah, meaning we're not going to mention the balance of also encouragement for the dunya. Because many of us have business ideas and want to invest or are investing or drop shipping and so many ways of making money. So we're doing good with focusing on the dunya. This reminder was about the other side we should focus on. We should focus about on our legacy with Allah Azza wa Jal. Focus on success in the akhirah. And not many times do you meet people who need so much encouragement to strive for the dunya. So that's why the reminder was about the other side that we're forgetting. The next is that about finding your place. And you will be amazed at how many young men and women in their 30s who feel lost and they don't know what their place is. Either their place in society or even their career or what they're going to do with their life. The first thing is that you found your first and most important place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That your first place, you already know that. You were created to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. The second, the truth is, everyone who is actively searching and conscious of this always finds their place. They always find their career. They always find what they're supposed to do. And you don't meet someone in their 60s and they're still wondering. Anyone who puts good effort and consults and does their best always finds their place in the end. But our job is to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. Because you will know your place, you will know what you're supposed to do, you will know your career when the time comes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that information from you for this specific time. And if He tells you before your time, you will ruin it for yourself. Yani if a 12-year-old knows that he's going to become the president when he's in his 50s, do you think he'll make it to become the president? He will ruin his opportunities starting at age 12. Or if someone who is 9 years old learns that he's going to become the greatest scholar in the ummah, while age 9 he's going to start giving fatawa and thinking highly of himself and ruin that possible career. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes hides it from you for that wisdom. And we should trust and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let you know at the proper time. In the end, trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Never feel like a failure because of someone else's achievement. Keep striving, but also, meaning keep striving in the dunya, but also keep an eye on the real prize. And the real prize is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it. And to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فاللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا فاللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله